Thank you for coming on such short notice, Palpatine, Kim said in a rush, ushering him into an office cluttered with data disks and flimsy printouts, and smelling of sweat, stale air, spoiling food. Tall windows opposite the hardwood entry doors overlooked the palace, including the new tower that Tapelo, in accordance with tradition, had constructed on being elected monarch. What I have to say will place you at some risk, but there's no one I trust more than you. Kim was in constant motion while he spoke, moving from his desk to the windows and back again. I'm not entirely sure that this office is secure, but we have to take the chance. Palpatine concealed a frown of misgiving and gestured to the couch. Please, Vidar, sit and unburden yourself. Kim came to a halt, exhaled wearily, and did as Palpatine suggested. His face was drawn, his hair in disarray, his normally neat beard and mustache in need of grooming. Palpatine, I have good reason to suspect that Tapelo and Varuna arranged the crash that claimed the lives of my family. Palpatine's surprise was sincere. Vidar, the crash was investigated and ruled an accident. Some problem with the anti-grav... Accidents can be faked, planned. You've piloted speeders ever since I've known you. You know that systems can be sabotaged. Palpatine sat down opposite him. What possible motive would they have for killing your family? Kim's bloodshot eyes fixed on him. I know their dirty secrets, Palpatine. I know about the payments they've been receiving from the Trade Federation since Tapelo took office, the laws they've enacted to open all of Naboo to survey and plasma exploitation. I know about the deals they struck with certain members of the electorate to engineer Tapelo's unprecedented victory in the last election. Even so, Palpatine said after a moment, why would they bring your family into this? Kim all but growled. By relieving me of my plenary duties, they risk angering many of the royals who support me. Instead, they hope to persuade me to tender a resignation out of grief, out of fear, out of I don't know what. Tapelo would know better than to attempt such a despicable act. You give him too much credit. The crash was meant to be a message to me, but it had the opposite effect. How so? Palpatine said, leaning toward him. I'm leaving for Coruscant this afternoon, and my first act will be to notify the Jedi Order. Palpatine sat up straight. Vidar, the Jedi listen only to the Senate and the Supreme Chancellor. You can't simply walk into the temple. I'll contact the members of the Council through my son. If I can convince Ranha to leave the Order, the information will be my gift to the Jedi. And suppose Ranha doesn't want any part of this? Palpatine crossed his arms across his chest. Have you ever been able to speak with him? It's my understanding that Jedi aren't permitted contact with their parents. Kim scowled and studied the carpet. Regardless, I was able to make contact. And? Kim's expression was cheerless when he looked up. He told me that I'm a stranger to him, and that the Kim name has no significance for him. Palpatine sighed. Then, that's the end of it. No, he has agreed to speak with me in person on Coruscant. I'm determined to convince him, Palpatine. Family must come first. Palpatine bit back what he was about to say and began again. Will you promise to keep me informed, or at least let me know how to reach you? Kim went to the desk and sorted through the mess until he found the flimsy he was looking for. This is my itinerary for the coming week, he said, passing the flimsy to Palpatine. Palpatine, if something untoward should happen to me on Coruscant... Stop, Vidar. We're getting way ahead of ourselves. Kim ran a hand over his head. You're right. He returned to the couch and sat. Palpatine, we're too close in age for me to have thought of you as a son, but I do consider you the younger brother I never had. Palpatine nodded without a word. If I fail to get through to Ranha or the Jedi, I can at least alert my colleagues on the Senate Investigatory Committee. Palpatine restrained an impulse to stand. I think you're wrong about Tapalo and Varuna, Vidar, but I can say without hesitation that you will be risking your life by making such accusations public.
I'm perfectly aware of that, Palpatine. But if Ranhar rejects my plea, what else will I have to live for?
Palpatine placed his hand on Kim's shoulder. The small part you will play in the revenge of the Sith.